This is Dr. Brandon Hawkins, contained physician David Carroll, CARROLL. Medical number is 68416, patient 12513. Patient presents with redundancy for severe painful metaphysiatis and Hillsborough syndrome, as well as associated tendonitis to both feet. Patient continues to have mild to moderate pain, measuring approximately 4 or 5 out of 10 on a daily basis. Patient develops any nausea, vomiting, fatigue, chills, and continues to have postkinetic dyskinesia. Objective dermatological punctization of these skins. Time there's open lesions and no interdigital lacerations. Skin shows no signs of abrasions, corrosions, lesions, lacerations, or signs of contusion. As otherwise, no metrophic appearance, with nails showing no signs of mycotic infiltration at this time. Vasculature shows palpable pedal pulses noted to both dorsalis pedis and posterior tibial arteries with regular rate and rhythm associated at this time. Neurological sensation is intact. Both sharp bill vibratory predictive sensation, as well as deep tendon reflex in both the Achilles and patella tendon region. Musculoskeletal at this time shows notable pain palpation to the medial calcaneal supercoil region of the right and left heel, with pain coursing down the plantar fascia. There's pain associated to the insertion of the posterior tibial tendon and Achilles tendon at their respective areas of both the navicular and the calcaneus. There is muscle strength measured 5 or 5 for all intrinsic and extrinsic musculature, as well as subtalar joint range of motion shows increased range of motion associated with eversion. Stance and gait show notable decreased medial arch, early heel, and tapered gait with postkinetic dyskinesia. Assessment number 1 is severe painful metaphysiatis with Hillsborough syndrome. Number next, tendonitis of the posterior tibial tendon and Achilles tendon. Number next is limited range of motion. Number next, equinus foot deformity. Number next, pain and difficulty in ambulation. Plan number 1, patient was examined. Number next, at this time, patient was advised of potential treatment options. At this time, patient opted for custom-made orthotics and for muscle testing. Biomechanical examination and gait analysis were performed. At this time, patient was made custom-made orthotics, or was casted for custom-made orthotics, and will return clinic in 2 weeks for dispensal of custom-made orthotics.